You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. While the Dow fell more than 600 points yesterday, the most in a day since the spring, stock indexes in the U.S. are up in early trading this morning, with the Dow up 315 points now, 0.9%. The S&P and the NASDAQ are each up 0.8%. At the center of the volatility, a big property developer and investment company in China called Evergrande that's teetering near insolvency, according to the ratings agency S&P. The senior economist at that club of richer countries, the OECD, did say today she believes Chinese officials do have policy options to, quote, buffer the shock to keep Evergrande's troubles from rattling the entire financial system. Following this closely is Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Why does a company across the world have the capacity to shake up stock markets everywhere?
That is a terrific question. And the answer is the fear of contagion, which is already spreading to some extent in the Chinese market. Evergrande is not just the second biggest property developer. They're also the biggest bond issuer in China. They've issued a ton of junk-rated debt. And one of the reasons people bought that debt is they thought the company was too big to fail. They thought the Chinese government would come in and cover those bonds if Evergrande failed to pay. The fact the Chinese government's been quiet on this so far has got people really nervous. And what we've seen in China is that other property developers' debt has started to drop as well. The average junk bond in China is selling at 85 cents on the dollar. It doesn't sound like much, but that's a 15% drop. It's a repricing of the whole bond market.
I'm Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.